you are not creating content using one of these three pillars as a musician, then you might have to reevaluate your relationship with creating content. So many artists come to me, whether they be artists I interview or clients I work with or artists who message me on TikTok, and they ask, I don't know what's going wrong with my page. Can you help me? And then I go to their page and all I see is stream my song, watch my video, new song out now. And yes, it's important to tell people when we are in a release cycle that we have a song that is out. However, if that is the only thing we're flooding our timeline with, then we are neglecting the core principle, these three pillars that we must integrate into our content. And these three pillars are rooted in the concept of adding value to your fan, to the person who's watching that content that you want to stream your music. So let's dive in. There are actually four pillars. Three of them are social media standard, tried and true. But in my artist coaching program, when I work with clients, I introduce them to a fourth pillar that they must integrate into their content because it is such a game changer. So let's start with the first three that are social media tried and true, and then let's dive into the one that I've integrated into my artist coaching program. The first pillar, I actually caution artists to integrate into their strategies because it's one of those wonky territories that I don't think that artists are really great at integrating into their strategies. And I think it's simply the nature of being an artist that makes it difficult. But that is educational content, content that educates or informs someone about something that is amazing for social media, but often doesn't necessarily bridge the gap with musicians because oftentimes musicians are educating people on their musical process or something that is regarding music. And so that is appealing to musicians more than it is appealing to their ideal fan, the person that they want to stream their music. So I would just kind of push that to the side and not integrate that into your strategy and just stick with these last three. The second, super important and really easy to integrate, that is entertaining content. Content that is rooted in entertainment, that people enjoy listening to, watching, that is fun or funny, or just brings some sense of joy and escapism. So when you're creating entertaining content, I don't want you to just think that because you're a musician, you're providing entertainment. I want you to think, who is the fan that I'm trying to target and what do they find entertaining? How does that overlap with who I am and my personality? And how can I create personality-driven content so that I can be entertaining to them? The third, which is the final of the three social media tried and true, is empowering content. Content that inspires people, that brings them a sense of overcoming or liberation or something that feels triumphant. This content is usually deeply tapped into our stories as humans and our life experiences and how they impact our music and our creative process. Our music is usually a story of something that we've been through or overcome, and sharing that with people offers them empowering feelings that they too have a community of people who've experienced this thing or that they too can overcome it. So the last is the bit that I include in my artist coaching program, and this is what I call empathic connection. Empathy is the deep understanding of a human condition or situation. And empathy, I believe, is the cornerstone root nucleus to community and connection. Empathy will overlap with the previous category because oftentimes when we're empowering people, it's because we understand something that they've gone through. And so we have empathy for that. But empathy or empathic connection, as I introduce it and discuss it in my program, is really the concept of community building on a person-to-person, human-to-human level. We can create content that is simple or complicated, but it is rooted in the overlap of where we and our fan meet. And this so often is or can be the overlap in identifiers, the way that we identify ourselves and how the people who we connect with identify as themselves. So next time you post content, consider those three pillars and comment below any that you would want to know more about because I'd love to create more content on it.